In a second night of Russian drone and missile attacks into Ukraine, President Biden has called these attacks outrageous. This is some of the largest that we've seen since this war began. Overnight, Russia launched long-range missiles by air, land and sea on multiple infrastructure targets across the country, from Lviv to Kyiv, Kharkiv to Odessa. They've used hypersonic missiles, much more difficult for the Ukrainians to defend against.
ABC's James Longman at the Foreign Desk. Donald Trump hitting the Midwest with 10 weeks left until the election. Kamala Harris out of the public eye since the DNC hits Georgia tomorrow. This is ABC News. No classes again today at Rice University in Houston after an apparent murder-suicide on campus.
On the first day of classes at Rice University, Reginald DeRoche stood before the media.
This is a speech that no president ever wants to make.
When Andrea Rodriguez Avila, a junior from Maryland, didn't show up for the first day of classes yesterday, her family contacted campus police. Avila was found shot to death in her dorm room, along with a man who had apparently killed her and then himself. President DeRoche.
I want all of our students, our parents, and the entire Rice community to know that the Rice campus is safe and there is no immediate threat.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Back at work today in the trial over the proposed $25 billion merger between grocery giants Kroger and Albertsons. The FTC says it would cut competition. The chains say they need to merge to compete with the likes of Walmart and Costco. Another grocery store now saying it will stop sales. Stop and Shop announcing it will end sales of tobacco products at its 360 stores in the Northeast. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is dealing with the hottest temperatures of the summer, with the heat index above 105 degrees in Milwaukee yesterday. Phil Beer was helping his son move into his dorm at UWM in the morning.
I just was imagining how much more exhausted everybody's going to be later in the day. I felt very fortunate to have it early on.
The National Weather Service has issued excessive heat warnings and advisories for much of Wisconsin throughout the day and into tonight. The Green Party will stay on November ballots in Wisconsin. The state Supreme Court yesterday rejected a request from the Democratic Party to remove Jill Stein for president. Democrats said the Green Party doesn't qualify to be on the ballot. The Wisconsin Elections Commission rejected the complaint and Democrats appealed to the Supreme Court. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Sunday, September 1st, from 8:30 in the morning to noon, at Copper Falls State Park, it's Pancakes in the Park, featuring homemade pancakes, local maple syrup, sausage and bacon, fresh fruit, coffee, tea, milk, and juice. It is $5 for a one pancake meal, which is considered a kid's portion, $8 for a two pancakes meal, $10 for a three pancakes meal, and a state park admission sticker is required. Proceeds support park trails. Again, that is Sunday, September 1st, from 8:30 in the morning to noon at Copper Falls State Park Pavilion in Mellon for Pancakes in the Park. Then on the same day, Sunday, September 1st, beginning at noon, it's the 68th Annual Turkey Shoot, hosted by American Legion Jensen Hansen Post 394 in Loretta. As mentioned, lunch is served from noon on, shooting starts at 12:30, and such things will be featured as a Turkey Shoot cash raffle and gun raffles, with lunch served by Auxiliary Unit 394. I'm Austin Murray, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Packers add a new quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers traded for Malik Willis, a third-year quarterback, for the Tennessee Titans. In return, the Titans get a seventh-round draft pick next year. Willis on mastering the progressions when learning a new NFL playbook in Green Bay.
You know, progressions are a part of quarterback play wherever you're at, so I just felt like you get to different ones at this level, and you with a new team and new people, so you just got to get used to it.
College football, the Badgers getting ready for their first game of the season Friday when they host Western Michigan. Luke Fickell on what they know about the Broncos.
We know as little as we ever have known, right? I mean, they got a new offensive coordinator, they got a new defensive coordinator, and they got a new special teams coordinator. So what do you know, right? Obviously, the head coach is an offensive guy. What the head coach has done, or is it more of the Walt Bell? And, you know, are they going to be the Louisiana Lafayette where the defensive coordinator came from? I mean, so there's a lot of unknowns. You know, even with transfers and things like that, there's still a lot of unknowns.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
Attention, outdoor enthusiasts. J&A Service Marine and Power Sports is now open in their new location inside the former Suburban Furniture Building on Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They service all marine and power sports backed by years of experience. Enjoy summer rentals including boats, wave runners, pontoons, ATVs, and UTVs. Explore their showroom stocked with EGL and BMS dirt bikes, scooters, VV electric bikes, plus Tail Youth ATV scooters and kids dirt bikes. Gear up with climb and fly performance gear and accessories. Watch for MiroCraft boat sales and service. Taking orders now. Open weekdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Weekends by appointment. Complimentary mounting and balance included with any tire purchase from J&A Services Marine and Power Sports. Now located at W7361, State Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds state anglers that the 2024 hook and line sturgeon season opens on Saturday, September 7th. More details when we return, but first...
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
The 2024 hook and line season for Lake Sturgeon will take place on certain waters from September 7th through September 30th. All anglers looking to harvest a Lake Sturgeon must have their general 2024 fishing license and a valid hook and line Lake Sturgeon tag. Licenses and tags may be purchased online through Go Wild or from one of the DNR's licensed vendors. The DNR reminds citizens that only one sturgeon with a minimum length measurement of 60 inches may be harvested during the season. Anglers who harvest a lake sturgeon must validate their tag immediately upon harvesting and moving the fish. Plus, all harvested sturgeon must be registered at a designated registration station. There are a number of waters across the state that allow some sturgeon fishing. They include sections of the Chippewa and Flambeau River, Butternut Lake in Price County, and sections of the Wisconsin River. Check the DNR website for those specific sections. Go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Lake Sturgeon Season. DNR fisheries biologists predict a good season. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high 78 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. A few thunderstorms tonight, 57 tomorrow, partly cloudy, and a bit cooler with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
98 Q Country.
Don't rock the jukebox. I want to hear some Jones. Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox. Play me a country song. Before you drop that quarter, keep one thing in mind. You got a heartbroken hillbilly standing here in line. I've been down and lonely ever since she left. Before you punch that number, could I make one request? Don't rock the jukebox, I wanna hear some Jones. Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. Ain't got nothing against rock and roll, but when your heart's been broken. You need a song that's slow. There ain't nothing like a steel guitar drown a memory. Before you spend your money, baby, play a song for me. And don't rock the jukebox, I wanna hear George Jones. 'Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. You don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song.
Love it. 98. Country.
I've been up to my neck, working 6 days a week, wearing holes in the soles of the shoes on my feet. Been dreaming of getting away since I don't know. Ain't no better time than now for Mexico. No shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Sand and a drink in my hand with no bottle and no shoes, no shirt, and no problems, no problems. Wanna towel on a chair in the sand by the sea. Wanna look through my shades and see you there with me. Wanna soak up life for a while. Laid back mode. No boss, no clock, no stress, no dress code. No shoes, no shirt, no problem. Blues, what blues? Hey, I forgot them. The sun. Sand and a drink in my hand with no bottle and no shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Babe, let's get packed, tank tops and flip-flops if you got them. No shoes, no shirt, and no problem. No problems.
They came in thinking top dollar to that old cotton crop farmer. They knocked on his screen door and he said, Lord, what you need, boys? And they said, you know all the others went and cashed out. We got the subdivision all mapped out. It'll sit right here on this land. You could leave town a rich man. And he said, boys, whatever you're offering, it won't be enough. 'Cause I got a little girl that used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow in her brown hair. She's in the big city, but she still calls home. What's she gonna do if she comes back and we're gone? And over there, under that white oak tree, beneath the crosses where my best buddy's buried, lasted 13 hunting seasons running strong. Keep your money, 'cause a man can't leave his dog. And over there's where I got down on one knee. You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap. One man smiled and he kind of looked away. The other said, before we go, I gotta know one thing. Between the droughts and the floods through all the years, what in the world got you through? How the hell'd you get here? And he said, that little girl that used to swing right there, I still see her pink bow in her brown hair. Running up after one of them long days, her big smile making every little worry fade. No
freezing in a John boat. Me and him, double barrel in a two-stroke. And that woman that said yes, but I got down on one knee. You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap. Now it ain't something you fall into, it's something God gives you and you hold on to. Just like that, a little girl used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow and her brown hair. She's in the big city now, but she still calls home. She's coming back next week, and man, it's been too long. And over there under that white oak tree, beside the cross where my best buddy's buried, lays a puppy posted up in the shade. That woman never could turn away astray. I guess that's why she said yes when I got down on one knee. Lord, how long is all this is here? Why the hell would I ever leave? You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap.
Now scanning the country music playlist.
I feel like a lady.
Good, your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
Change the station if the news comes on. When the signal ain't coming in too strong, we'll make our own music, honey, all night long. If the good Lord's willing, when we're old and gray, the kids are grown up and moved away, we'll be rocking there side by side with the barbecue chicken and the TV guy. Well, there ain't no places I'd rather be next to you, sitting next to me. No, there ain't no places I'd rather be.
Classic Shenandoah.
98Q Country, rain and storms moving through the Park Falls and the immediate area. And we'll see that chance of rain and storms kind of linger through quite a bit of the day today. Don't be surprised if it clears up and the sun makes an appearance at some point. We should see things lighten up a little bit later on tonight at the latest. And it looks like we're in for, after all this rain moves out today, we're in for a drier day tomorrow. But then rain likely again as we get into Thursday. The weekend looking better. The weekend looking pretty good. Labor Day weekend right now, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Very little, if any, chance of rain right now forecasted. And temperatures should be pretty acceptable with close to 80, maybe a little bit of a swoon down into the 70 range for a high on Sunday. But right now, if you're hanging out this week and you're hanging out through the Labor Day weekend, maybe going to, you know, pack things up Sunday, early Monday. Again, right now, obviously, not real good. But generally, for the most part, should be nice, less humid, and temperatures averaging 75, 80 right through the Labor Day weekend. Got some rain and wind blowing through the Park Falls area right now, so hold on for that. We've got some birthdays to get to. If you've got a birthday, give that song from Shenandoah makes me want to talk a little bit of a southern drawl. We'll get some birthdays to you. 715-762-3221. We'll do some local birthdays. We'll do some celebrity birthdays. Matthew Krieger with Pioneer Financial Consultants messaged me. He's got some other things he has to do, so we'll hook up with him again maybe later in the week, if not next Tuesday, to talk about your money. We're going to get the coaches in here. Coach Morgan talking Shawamigan football. Coach Precor talking Phillips football. That'll be every Tuesday morning, Shawamigan at 9 and Phillips at 9:30 to get you caught up on your local football teams. We'll get to all those birthdays coming up twice an hour. We get you news and sports, and ABC gets us into it.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg confirming that Facebook caved to pressure from the White House to censor COVID-19 content during the pandemic if it challenged the general consensus of the medical community. Zuckerberg, in a letter to Congress, says he wishes they had pushed back harder at the time. Russia launching a massive missile and drone attack across Ukraine.
Multiple people have been killed or injured in a second night of Russian drone and missile attacks into Ukraine. President Biden has called these attacks outrageous. This is some of the largest that we've seen since this war began. Overnight, Russia launched long-range missiles by air, land, and sea on multiple infrastructure targets across the country, from Lviv to Kyiv, Kharkiv to Odessa. They've used hypersonic missiles, much more difficult for the Ukrainians to defend against.
ABC's James Longman at the foreign desk. Donald Trump hitting the Midwest with 10 weeks left until the election. Kamala Harris out of the public eye since the DNC hits Georgia tomorrow. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers and the Department of Natural Resources introduced an update for Wisconsin's clean water standards this month that brings Wisconsin in line with federal rules. Republicans and the governor continue to disagree over who should be responsible for PFAS cleanup. Harmful algae blooms are getting more common. That's according to the Environmental Protection Agency. John Rumpler of Environment America says large factory farms are one of the main reasons.
That volume of manure, whether it's spread on crops or otherwise managed, it just all too often winds its way from the croplands to rivers and lakes and streams.
The EPA is considering updating regulations on waste from slaughterhouses for the first time in 40 years. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brumet, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The American Red Cross is facing an emergency blood shortage. Weather in recent weeks has added to the summer shortfall in donations by forcing the cancellation of nearly 60 blood drives throughout the country. In Wisconsin, 282 blood drives have been canceled due to weather over the last 10 years, including 36 so far this year. To make an appointment to donate, you can download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-733-2767. In thanks, all who come to give through August 31st will get a $20 Amazon gift card by email. You can see redcrossblood.org/help for details. Those who come to give September 1st through the 15th will receive an exclusive Red Cross Raglan t-shirt while supplies last. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Packers add a new quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers traded for Malik Willis, a third-year quarterback, for the Tennessee Titans. In return, the Titans get a seventh-round draft pick next year. Willis on mastering the progressions when learning a new NFL playbook in Green Bay.
You know, progressions are a part of quarterback play wherever you're at, so I just felt like you get to different ones at this level, and you with a new team and new people, so you just got to get used to it.
College football, the Badgers getting ready for their first game of the season Friday when they host Western Michigan. Luke Fickell on what they know about the Broncos.
We know as little as we ever have known, right? I mean, they got a new offensive coordinator, they got a new defensive coordinator, and they got a new special teams coordinator. So what do you know, right? Obviously, the head coach is an offensive guy. What the head coach has done, or is it more of the Walt Bell? And, you know, are they going to be the Louisiana Lafayette where the defensive coordinator came from? I mean, so there's a lot of unknowns. You know, even with transfers and things like that, there's still a lot of unknowns.
As Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Well, happy birthday anniversary if this is a special day for you on this 27th of August. If it is, you share your day with these other celebrities. Blake Jenner, the actor from TV's Glee and The Edge of 17. I think everybody was in Glee at some point, weren't they? It's like every time we read a birthday every day, they were in Glee. Maybe I was in Glee and I don't remember. 32 for Blake Jenner today. You would remember if I was in Glee. Yeah. Aaron Paul is celebrating a birthday today. The actor has been in the show Breaking Bad. That's one of the few shows that my wife and I binge watched several years ago after it came out, and I'm kind of getting the itch to watch it again, and I don't know why, and I'm not happy about it. Big Love, Aaron Paul was also in that, and that's it. 45 today for Aaron Paul. Colt Ford, the country rapper, is 54 today. Colt Ford, he was one of the artists several years ago. They tried to do country rap, and it never really caught on mainstream, but you could feel the pop sound and the rap sound in country now. It definitely had an influence on it. It didn't totally invade it, or there's not like a really an avenue for it yet. Cesar Millan, he is the dog whiz. He's a guy on TV that if there's a dog, he'll just, you know, he'll snap his fingers and that dog will do with it. Not quite, but he is very good. And if you have a dog, I know my wife and I watched his show for quite a few years, haven't done it recently, and we learned a lot. We learned a lot, and it works. It works. So he will help you and your dog. It's not all it's not about training your dog. He always says it's about training. It's kind of a co-training thing. It's kind of both working together. It's a partnership. Cesar Millan, the dog whisperer, is 55 today. I wonder if he can work with cats. Has he ever? No, he doesn't. No. Okay. That'll lead to drinking if you try to become the cat whisperer. Chandra Wilson, the actress from TV's Grey's Anatomy, is 55 today. Downtown Julie Brown, the TV host, wasn't she one of the original MTV VJs? And now she's, I think she's still on Sirius XM. They do some stuff on there. So Downtown Julie Brown, 61 today. Jeffrey Steele, the Boy Howdy singer, 63 today. Pee Wee Herman, Paul Rubens, the actor, comedian, performer, Pee Wee's Big Adventure and Pee Wee's Playhouse. So it was a very interesting show. I found that show entertaining and annoying at the same time. But Pee-wee's Playhouse was just so far out there. It's fun to watch. Born on this day, 1952, Paul Rubens, who played Pee-wee Herman, died of cancer back in July of last year. He kept that under wraps for about a six-year span. Jeff Cook, the Alabama co-founder, he was on our morning show with the group Alabama many, many years back. So he passed away in 2022 of Parkinson's, born on this day, 1949. Barbara Bach, the New York-born actress from The Spy Who Loved Me, Caveman, has been married to Ringo Starr since 1981. You don't hear of long-lasting Hollywood relationships too often, but Barbara Bach, 77 today. Tuesday Weld. She was nominated for a Best Supporting Actress Oscar for Looking for Mr. Goodbar. Her other notable films included Rock, 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 The Cincinnati Kid, Pretty Poison, Thief, and Once Upon a Time in America. And back in 60, she shared a most promising newcomer Golden Globe for her role in TV's The Many Loves of Dobie Gillis. Remember that? With Gilligan on there. Was that the one? Yeah. Tuesday Weld is 81 today. Jimmy C. Newman, longtime star of the Grand Ole Opry, born on this day 1927, passed 2014. Lyndon Baines Johnson, LBJ, Texas congressman, senator, vice president, and then the 36th president of the United States. LBJ, born on this day 1908, and he passed back in 1973.
Hi, I'm John Schrader, and I'm running for Fifield Town Supervisor in the recall election on August 27th. I would like to restore the integrity of the Township of Fifield Supervisor position by conducting the truthful and honest business. I would like to see your tax dollars better spent on roads and the fire department. We must not tolerate or accept leadership that will jeopardize or abuse the town supervisor seat. Do your part to restore trust in the town of Fifield government by voting for me, John Schrader, in the August 27th recall election for town of Fifield supervisor. This message has been brought and paid for by me, John Schrader, for Fifield town supervisor.
You're invited to the 4th Annual Glidden Street Dance fundraiser for the 4 Town Fire Department and Glidden Ambulance Service. On Friday, August 30th from 4 to 7, located right on Grant Street. Enjoy music by Contradiction from 8 to midnight, the Brat Feed, which will be right in front of the Jacobstown Hall from 4 to 7, and with some easy listening music played by BCH Productions' DJ Bo Homer. Hope to see you there.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We are here for you and your family, here for the community, planning for the future, and here for good. Because that's how it should be among people who care for one another. And that's what keeps driving us forward at Aspirus. Good people with good hearts, delivering great care. Care that will keep getting better as we grow and thrive together. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
When you switch and save with Progressive, you could use that money towards going to see your favorite team in the playoffs.
Progressive cannot guarantee that you can go see your favorite team in the playoffs. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds on average, but we cannot guarantee that your favorite team will make the playoffs or even finish with a winning record. They could easily lose more than half their games and finish in the cellar because they stink badly and haven't made the playoffs in years. Savings? Very possible. Playoffs? Highly doubtful.
Switch and see if you could save at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates. Not available in all states. We cannot be held liable for your favorite team's terrible and frankly embarrassing performances now or ever.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high 78 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. A few thunderstorms tonight, 57 tomorrow, partly cloudy, and a bit cooler with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Was the summer before the real world started, and the deal was we would get to go if we cleaned it up and got it running. That is old Winnebago, and swinging a prayer down a 65. Five best friends on four ball ties. I can still see Billy smiling when we finally made it to Talladega. The boys raised the whiskey and gold glass. Now here's to turning up or slowing down in cars that go real fast. We were laughing and living, drinking and wishing and thinking as that checkered flag was waving. Sure we're allowed to stay Talladega. Like a stone, time rolls on. You can't hit pause, that's when just a new. Most days in life don't stand out, but life's about those days that we all like. Rockin' Randall, getting rowdy, shooting Roman candles at the man in the moon till the Alabama sun was breaking. Over Talladega, the boys raised it. Whiskey in your glass. I guess to turn it up, I'm slowing down in cars that go real fast. We were laughing and living, drinking and wishing, thinking as that checkered flag was waving. Sure life to stay. Like those cars, my thoughts roll over and over and over in my mind. Tonight I'm in Talladega, boys raised up, whiskey in gold glass. I guess to turn it up, slowing down, and cars that go real fast. We were laughing and living, drinking and wishing, and thinking as that checkered flag. Talladega.
I'm gonna kick out my shoes and run in bare feet where the grass and the dirt and the gravel all meet. Rolling back to the well, gonna visit old friends and feed my soul where the blacktop ends. Soul
belongs to me. I'm gonna kick off my shoes and run in bare feet, where the grass and the dirt and the gravel on me. Going back to the world, gonna visit old friends and feed my soul where the blacktop ends. So give me some fresh air, give me that farm, and give me some time with you in my arms. Far away from the hustle and the pressure and the on me. I'm going back to the well, gonna visit old friends and feed my soul. Gonna kick on my shoes and run in bare feet, with the grass and the dirt and the gravel on me. I'm going back to the well, gonna visit old friends and feed my soul where the blacktop ends. Where the blacktop ends.
Well, baby, you're a wildfire that light me up, that light of control. Yeah, you know, baby, you're a tall drink, little top shelf that'll get me gone. Hold on. We both know that road that we're going down, and right now all I can think about, I got my mind on you and you on my mind. Got these four wheels on a two lane and we cutting through the night. Got your eye in my head and your love on my lips. Girl, I'm hugging on these curves like them jeans on your hips. Every time you, I've been looking like you do. I got my hands and my eyes and my mind on you. I got my mind on you, I got my mind on you. Slide a little closer, babe. Wanna get your pretty little head on my shoulder and get closer. Girl, you know I love the way you slip your hand under my shirt, then it's over. Go slower. We both know that road that we're going down. Right now, all I can think about, I got my mind. Through the night, got your eye in my head and your love on my lips. Girl, I'm hugging on these curves like them jeans on your hips. Every time you, I've been looking like you do. I got my hands and my eyes and my mind on you. I got my mind on you. I got my mind on you. Cutting through the night. Got your eye in my head and your love on my lips. Girl, I'm hugging on these curves like them jeans on your hips. Every time you, I've been looking like you do. I got my hands and my eyes and my mind on you. I got my mind on you. I got my mind on you. I got my hands and my eyes and my mind on you.
George Burge. B-I-R-G-E, if you're trying to find him anywhere on Spotify and stuff. It's called Mind on You, George Burge, 98Q Country. All right, we survived the heat yesterday of the big golf outing in Phillips. Your morning guy managed to hit a long putt. That was my contribution. I did learn something yesterday that I think I came to the conclusion And for those of you who golf, you may be able to relate to this. I don't golf much anymore, just a couple scrambles here and there. But I golfed a lot when I was younger and coached golf a little bit. And I've come to the realization that I think it's like some other sports where when you don't do the sport much, it's kind of like riding a bike. All right, you know how to do it. It's there. So don't overthink it. Just go out and just let the whatever's left of your mind muscle memory take over. Because when I golf, I have a tendency to go out and I'm just like, okay, remember what you do. Keep this arm straight and turn this foot here and, you know, have your pinky over here and your left eye. You're overanalyzing. And then I finally came to the realization yesterday, just get up and hit the dang ball. Just hit it. And when I did, then I hit the ball actually a lot better. I call it paralyzation by analyzation. Is that the paralyzation by analyzation? You just get yourself so, and golf, I think more than any other sport is that way, where you just get yourself so twisted into a knot that you just, there's no physical way you can hit the ball where you want it to. Just go up and hit the dang thing. And that's what I did yesterday. And we had a good time. Thanks to Bill Elliott and all the folks of the Price County Tavern League for putting on a good show. It was a hot day. It was hotter than anybody wanted it to be out there, but hopefully everybody got through it. We're going to focus in this weekend on a couple of different events. You got the Glidden, big Glidden Community Fair and Street Dance on Friday night. And, of course, Prentice Progress Days this weekend, too. We're going to be up in Glidden broadcasting from Lena's on Friday and from the grounds on Saturday. So look for us. Come spin the wheel. And we got some fabulous prizes that will be given away. And more on that to come, because we have a major announcement to make here soon with the 98Q prize wheel when we're out and about. So stay tuned for info on that. We're going to talk a little football. Our coaches are going to join us. Coach Morgan of Shawamigan will join us about 9 o'clock to take a look ahead to the coming season, which gets going on Thursday for the Screaming Eagles.
Big G here from 98Q Country. Join me live at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin next Friday, August 30th from 4:30 to 7:30 for an unforgettable kickoff to the Glidden Fair. Family fun for everyone with games and activities for all ages from the Phillips Children's Museum. Check out amazing classic cars and spin our 98Q Country prize wheel for fantastic local business certificates. Enjoy great 50s and 60s music, delicious food and drink specials. Come on down, make some memories with us at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin. See you there.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Enbridge believes access to reliable and affordable energy is essential. Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline moves that energy, transporting the raw product that's turned into transportation fuel and propane for thousands of homes, farms, and businesses here in Wisconsin. Propane keeps us warm, cooks our food, and powers farm and industrial equipment. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts, we've got the smarts.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah!
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
98Q Country.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. Was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. I was burning up a highway that kept getting longer. With every turn of these tires, she just kept getting goner. And the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747, somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. Showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts, and was moving all made up in her mind? Would she have changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747, somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. Racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 747, somewhere between here and heaven. Heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I waited too long, like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late, too late. Oh, I got the Tucson too late.
This is great.
Oh, that's so great.
Great. It's the best radio station.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes.
Ah, this is Kenny Chesney.
Just to say we did, just to feel alive.
I love it.
I just love it.
98Q Country.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News.
News. I'm Sherry Preston. The Israeli military says it has rescued one of the hostages, a man working as a guard on one of the kibbutzes that was attacked on October 7th.
The military says Kaid Farhan al-Qadi was freed in what's described as a complex operation in the southern Gaza Strip. The 52-year-old was among some 250 abducted. It's thought Hamas is still holding around 110 hostages, but around a third of whom are believed to be dead.
ABC's Tom Rivers at the Foreign Desk. A judge in Texas has paused a Biden administration policy that would give the spouses of U.S. citizens a legal status without having to leave the country. Ukraine's army chief says his troops control nearly 500 square miles of Russian territory.